Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Thanks for listening to AFR. By the way, we have if you missed the show and you want to listen to it at a later time, we have podcasting available. Go to AFR.net, AFR.net. Click on podcast. There's a word up there. It says podcast. You click on that, and then you click on the Today's Issues banner. And I think whoever's in charge of that has put the Today's Issues banner at the very bottom. Look and see if I'm not.
All right. I'm
if it's still at the bottom. And I don't know. It's not alphabetical order. Somebody just chose to put our show at the very bottom. Go on. See if
I'm going.
If
I'm going right. All the way. Yeah, we are. Well, we're ahead of. I think it's in
alphabetical.
I think
order?
It's in alphabetical. No. Because Vision Awakening is up there.
Oh, Awakening.
Real Truth, Sandy Rios. They're all above us. Tim, what's going on? Yeah. Today's Issues, Trivia Friday. At least we're ahead of Washington Watch and right. Pirate Money.
Pirate Money.
Pirate Money. Yeah. We're ahead of Pirate Money.
Yeah, keep believing up there, Ray.
Yeah, yeah. I saw it was up there. Yeah.
Keep believing. Yeah,
in there somewhere.
Banner.
What is Pirate Money? I don't even know what that is.
It's a new show, I think. It's like podcast only.
Kevin Freeman.
Yeah.
Okay.
He talks about the issues of the day and how they apply to money and the economy through a biblical lens. Kind of like what we were doing earlier. Talking.
We need to have him on maybe to promote. See if we have him on, then maybe he can get his banner moved up.
That's right. That's right. Got to get that banner moved up. That's right. Evidently,
well, we can't get ours moved up.
I don't know. We need to have a committee or a meeting about this.
I think all you have to do is just
say so.
Speaking
to
his Look, we leave this. Now I got to go get a haircut, but you have time. Okay.
So
unless Allison texts you and says, hey, meet me here for lunch.
Right.
We rock right out of this studio, and the head of American Family Radio is right across the hall. Tell them, move our banner up.
We're just kidding. Yeah. Anyway, go to AFR.net. All our shows there, the banners are there. We're just kidding about moving our banner up. So you can click on the shows that you want to listen to. Steve Paisley, Jordahl, joins us. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, everybody.
How you doing, brother?
Good. I'm well.
Good. Any more? What's the next thing you're going to be, your singing group is going to be doing here?
We have one more Sunday at church before we break for the summer. So I'll be doing the.
You don't worship God in the summer?
Boy, you just set yourself up.
You mean you're going to take a summer break?
The choir
gets a break in the summer.
They can just
worship with their families down in the seats.
Or on the beach, maybe.
Yeah.
Everybody else.
Yeah. As far as other, as like classical singing, everything will reconvene in the fall. And I don't know what we're singing, but I can't wait to find out.
But then about September, you start getting ready for your Christmas stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, no, we actually, at church, we have our first Christmas listed of music in July. We actually get together.
Really?
Yeah, we get together for a party. We have Christmas decorations up. It's in July.
How can you put your heart in it?
Yeah, your heart's not in it, but at least you know what you're going to be doing.
You ever heard of the Hallmark Channel, Ed?
It's true.
You ever heard of Cracker Barrel, Ed?
Hobby Lobby.
Hallmark had, what's another channel that does that? Anyway, they had on a Christmas movie the other day.
Yeah.
I didn't watch much of it. But,
on Hallmark in May?
That's what I said.
Yeah, they go year-round. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they have such riveting variant storylines.
Oh, yeah.
you don't know where the show is. That's what's so gripping about it. Happened.
Relationship you don't know is where, in danger.
You don't know where. Do you, Steve? You don't know where they're going with this.
3/4 of the way through the show, the relationship is history and done.
Right.
And
they're going to close the historic hotel.
And then all of a sudden, he shows up at her doorstep with flowers.
Right.
And everything
and
is
it's snowing
forever.
On cue.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Snowing on cue.
Yes. It's
real life.
It's gripping, is what it is. And She's going to go back to the city to her big job. But
that's right.
But she meets her old boyfriend.
She meets her old boyfriend.
And, you know, they
both. You seen this movie?
They both have had relationship troubles.
That's right. That's right.
Oftentimes there's a kid involved.
In that's right. There's a kid.
Looking for a mom.
That's right. That's right. Right. And then the bank's going to foreclose.
Yes.
The mean banker.
That's right.
That goes all the way back to It's a Wonderful Life, doesn't it?
Yes.
The mean banker.
Potter.
Potter. Mr. Potter.
Wow.
Going to foreclose. Anyway, so, all right. Well, so Christmas in July for the choir from Amy.
The church choir, yeah. We're
Amory First Baptist Church.
Yeah, right? we're going to be learning what we're doing for Christmas.
All right. You're listening to Today's Issues. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Well, joining us in the studio now is our colleague and our good friend, Abraham Hamilton III. Abe is general counsel for our ministry, and he's also the host of the Hamilton Corner. Monday through Friday, 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock each afternoon, Central Time. Good morning, Abe.
Good morning.
So, Abe, how many lifetime Christmas movies have you endured?
Oh, man. Endured. I have to tell you, I appreciate your attention to detail with the closing of the historic hotel.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I want you to know that it was not lost on me. That is a part of it.
That's every other movie.
Yes, I've served time at Hallmark as well.
Well, sometimes when you just want to turn your brain off and just mush out, you know, and you know what's going to happen, and it's going to be a feel-good.
Yeah.
Right? It's a feel-good ending. You're not going to have an ending with, like, Old Yeller.
You know,
you're not going to have an Old Yeller ending on Hallmark.
Old Yeller, that's what happens in real life.
That's right.
You want a happy
Christy
ending.
That's Christy Noem's favorite movie.
I was just thinking that. Christy Noem
brutal.
Christy Noem might have something to say about that.
That's right. That was good.
Yeah.
Her dog didn't even have
Steve was just so ready rabies. To throw in Christy Noem. Bless her heart. She's got trouble right now with her PR.
Yes.
With killing the dog.
That's an unforced error.
Yeah. Well, but speaking of the what was the movie we were just talking
Old
about?
Yeller.
Old Yeller. Yeah. I cried at Old Yeller. Who didn't?
Oh, yeah. No.
I think it's okay even as a man.
That's why I don't watch
to
it
admit
now.
You cried at Old Yeller's, huh? No, you can't watch it again.
I don't.
You watch
or Brian's song.
That's what I was going to say. Brian's song, which these guys probably don't remember. Ray, you remember Brian's song, right?
I do.
I cried at the Terminator. That's, you know.
Terminator. Have you ever seen Brian's
song?
Do you know what we're talking about?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Gale Sayers and Brian Piccolo. Have you ever heard of Gale Sayers?
Yes, I
running back for the Chicago Bears.
Bears.
When he came in as a rookie, Brian Piccolo.
It's a true story.
It's a true story.
It was made into a movie in the 70s.
James negative Tom? 10 years old in the 70s.
Yeah, negative 10. Anyway, Brian Piccolo, I think, he was a running back that was a rookie at the same time as Gale Sayers, and they became a 1-2 punch in the backfield.
White and black. It's a racially.
But Brian Piccolo got cancer.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, at the end with Gale Sayers, I may tear up now. Gale Sayers, they became really good friends, even though they were competing for a spot. Of course, Gale Sayers was. Out of this
Who
world.
Is the actor? Was it Billy Dee?
I think it was Billy Dee Williams.
Was
it,
James Caan.
Yeah.
Anyway, they redid the movie. They updated it back in the 90s or something. So I thought I'm going to watch it, but no way I'm crying at the end of this because, you know, the original was.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I did.
Yeah.
It's just sad.
Anyway.
It's a guy thing.
Yeah. All right, we're about to deep dive for just a minute into an issue that we, American Family Association, American Family Radio, are involved in, and I wanted Abe to come in because he can tell us about it. It involves the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC. The FCC is as you may know, folks, a federal agency that oversees broadcasting in America.
Television and radio.
Yes, television and radio. And the federal agency, they have five commissioners, two Democrats, two Republicans, and whoever the sitting president is gets an appointment. So one way or another, it's going to be 3-2 Republicans or 3-2 Democrats typically. But the FCC, by and large, is basically a neutral government agency, and you don't hear much about politics. entering into decisions, and you don't want that. You know, you don't want to weigh either side your own. We just need them FCC to be neutral when it comes to politics and just do their job in terms of regulating the who can be on the air, where, not content of message. Okay, just licenses and
so you don't have two 1300 AM 1300s in the same town.
Right, right.
Thank you, Steve. You said it simply. Okay, so Abe, what is it? Explain to our listeners what's going on here.
Yeah, and this focuses on an FCC regulation, but the regulation is imposed as a part of the Biden administration's administration-wide commitment to really advance, you know, the LGBTQIAP+ social agenda. That's just the truth.
That really rolled off your tongue, Abe. I'm disappointed.
Well, and it shouldn't be lost on us that this announcement and finalization of this FCC regulation follows the Biden administration's attempt to rewrite Title IX to where transgender identity basically is being foisted upon the entire nation under Title IX. Well, the same thing basically is happening through the FCC. So the FCC had a regulation that required broadcasters, this dates back to the 80s and 90s, to provide demographic data on all of its employees, including race, ethnicity, gender, and things of that nature. Back in the 80s and in the 90s, litigation ensued that said that the FCC was exceeding its constitutional authority in collecting this data, and so the courts forced the FCC to abandon those regulations. Well, the Biden administration, never to be shy about pursuing something, frankly, that's illegal, has decided to resurrect Form 395B to require broadcasters like American Family Radio to collect demographic data on all of its employees, ultimately to be published in the public station files, but not only the data from the 80s and 90s, but to add in an additional category of gender conformity or nonconformity.
What does that mean? I know the answer before I ask, but it's still nutty. Go ahead.
Yes, what that means is that the FCC wants to require Mr. Wildman to count just how many gender nonconforming employees there are.
That's an easy count.
And then publish this data online to allow third-party entities and organizations to complain that I can't believe Mr. Wildman doesn't have blank amount of gender nonconforming people.
Well, what is gender not conforming?
Exactly.
Is that the term they use?
Yes, that's a term.
What is? By the way, we're going to court on this.
Yes. So we filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration.
Yeah.
Saying that this is unconstitutional.
Right.
This is an abuse of government power and an overreach.
Especially since we're a Christian ministry.
Yes.
We're not going to hire transgendered.
Right.
People.
That's the ultimate goal, to try to force AFR to hire transgender people.
We wouldn't hire people who are shacked up.
Right.
We have a statement of faith that we require all employees to comply with.
Right.
And so we're suing the Biden administration because it's illegal for them to compel us to change our hiring practices to satisfy their ideological position.
They have no business knowing that.
Exactly.
So we could very well say, why do you want the information? The government's not going to say, well, we're just curious.
Exactly.
No, they're pushing a particular agenda.
Yes.
And they're going to use whatever weapons they have in their arsenal to compel us.
Here's the ruse. Okay. Here's what they will hide behind, I suspect. And that is, you have equal opportunity laws that everybody has to abide by. In other words, you have to demonstrate that you're not discriminating against people based on race or ethnicity, I guess. Tell me if I'm wrong, anything I'm describing here, Abe.
There's already laws that prohibit that.
Okay. There you go. There's already laws that prohibit that and have been on the books for decades.
Dating back to the 60s.
Okay. So they're going to say this is the same thing. They're going to say, well, we're just trying to make sure that people aren't being discriminated against. Well, we're here to tell you we have biblical standards of behavior. This is our religious First Amendment rights that people have to adhere to, and they have to consent. People don't typically apply for a job here and say, "Yeah, I'm living in adultery,"
right?
But I'd like to work on your radio.
Right.
We have we have standards that line up with the scripture in terms of, you know, when you make application to work here at AFA and AFR, just like a church does. A church does.
Right.
The same thing. So we're not – so what is happening here, the FCC
– So the FCC announced this regulation Friday, last week.
Okay.
And we filed our lawsuit against the FCC on Friday.
We were ready.
Yes, we were ready because we
knew – You knew it was coming?
We anticipated
it. They had 6 months of comments,
yeah.
Right, or something
they
like
had,
that.
Yeah, about half a year of comments. And they were warned, by the way, that this is illegal. You're going to lose in court if you do this. You're going to force the hand of – people yeah. all over the country, just as these regulations without the gender issue was already illegal.
Yeah.
Well, adding that just adds an additional level of illegality.
Just real quick, excuse me for interrupting, Schreier. But, you know, this is the difference between a Republican administration and a Democrat administration in today's world. If Trump were president, this would never happen. We would never be singled out. We being the Christian community in broadcasting, to try to force us to accept transgendered people for employees or have to defend ourselves against not hiring them. So the executive branch of the federal government does have enormous power, okay? By the executive branch, I mean the presidency. So, you know, it's very important who's in the White House when it comes to these federal agencies. These three-letter agencies that are out there. Now, even with a Republican in the White House, sometimes they still get out of control, these federal agencies, because they are what you call bureaucrats. And many of them are, almost all of them are Democrats. Almost all of them are, probably 9 out of 10 of them are. They're Democrats. They work in the office in Washington, D.C., or somewhere in the country, mostly in Washington, D.C., for an agency. Be it the FBI, or we've seen that, right? Or the IRS, or the FCC, or whoever the case may be. And they're entrenched. And some people refer to this as the deep state oftentimes. And we saw that with Dr. Fauci, with his, what was his three-letter agency? The
NIH?
Yeah, they're almost all liberal, almost all of them. So... that's what we really need to, if we could size down the federal government by about half, America would be a lot better off. And I like the idea too. I know I'm getting off point here. I like the idea too, though, of start distributing these agencies across America.
Yeah.
Don't let them all be concentrated in Northern Virginia and Washington D.C.
Yeah.
Where they hobnob all together.
I'm sorry. It wasn't the NIH. It was National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
That's a Fauci.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dr. Fauci, that was his group.
Yeah.
But that's still a federally funded.
That's a
federal government
agency,
right? Yeah.
Okay. But I had the wrong.
But anyway.
Yeah, but to your point, why would the U.S. Department of Agriculture be in Washington, D.C.?
Shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be. They put it in Omaha or what, Kansas City or where Ray is. I mean, there's just got too much concentration of power physically, you know, in Washington, D.C. And somehow or another we need to bust that up. But this lawsuit, we want people to pray about this because we need to win this.
Yes.
I think we will.
Yes.
But we need to win this. Is this going to be, did you file this in federal court?
We filed it in the federal Fifth Circuit. So considering it is a FCC regulation, the law allows us to file directly in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Okay.
Which was Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas?
That's right.
Federal court in New Orleans, your home city?
That's right. Okay. That's right.
So are you going to have to go down there to argue?
Depending on what happens. So we're working with an additional firm on this.
Okay.
So we're working out the details depending on how the cases end up ultimately being allotted. Because there's suits that are coming in from all over the country.
Listen, Joe Biden tried to appoint, what was the woman's name? With the funny glasses.
I know exactly. I can see her face. Her name escapes me.
Okay. Ooh. He tried to appoint this far left wackadoodle to be the FCC commissioner.
Yes.
You remember this 2 years ago?
I remember it.
Gigi Sohn.
That's her name. Gigi Sohn. That's her name.
That sounds like a liberal wackadoodle. Just the name alone. Huh? What's your name?
Gigi Sohn.
Yeah, Gigi. Gigi, Biden put her up to be FCC chair.
I think more than once, didn't he? Did he put her up twice?
Oh, yeah, he put her up more than once.
She withdrew. And
she withdrew about a year ago. Thank God. Right. She would thank the Lord.
Due to opposition, because had we and others not opposed her, she would go through.
But he was going to put her in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like a lot of these people in charge of these federal agencies in D.C. now that Biden appointed to be heads of, they are just way out there in left field. And this she was. Now, unfortunately, she was able to be defeated. Or she withdrew.
She withdrew.
Because we and other groups were mounting a campaign against her.
Right.
Because she had said things like, she said things openly like Fox News needs to be off the air.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
I mean, she was saying things like that openly. And here you have a woman who's going to be in charge of giving licenses out for TV and radio saying openly that she believes in viewpoint discrimination when it comes to licenses.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Right.
Yes.
So, anyway, okay, Abe, we will ask our listeners to pray about this court case.
And please.
You're our attorney, so you're going to be heading this up for us, right?
Yes, sir. I am.
Thank you, brother.
All righty. Thank you.
It's Abraham Hamilton III. Steve, we got 2 or 3 minutes here.
Yeah, let's just get to something pretty important here.
Okay.
Joe Biden is saying that he is going to withhold arms shipments to the Israelis if they go into Rafah.
Rafah.
And so I want you to hear what he has to say. I had my list here. It's cut 5.
I made it clear that if they go into Rafah, they haven't gone into Rafah yet. If they go into Rafah, I'm not supplying the weapons that have been used historically to deal with Rafah, to deal with the cities, to deal with that problem. It's just wrong. We're not going to supply the weapons and the artillery shells used that have been used.
Artillery shells as well.
Yeah, artillery shells.
The weapon.
Yeah. So he's withholding the smart bombs, which Israel says then we'll just have to use regular weapons, which is going to kill a whole lot more people because they're not targeted nearly as well. And
this is Biden trying to dictate again what Israel can and can't do relative to their security. And you made a point at one of our meetings, Ed, about what if we were told we couldn't do such and such?
Yeah, I mean, nobody. Yeah, I mean, we killed, I think the numbers are almost 200,000 Iraqi civilians died in the war in Iraq. And I don't remember members of Congress saying, hey, you can't do that. I mean, now listen, that was tragic, all those civilians dying. But that's what happens in war. We've made the point that if a country south of our border, let's say, we'll say Mexico. I don't always want to pick on Mexico, but if they killed the equivalent, okay, of what Hamas killed on October 7th, the number of Israelis, population-wise, with our bigger population, if they killed 35,000 Americans, there'd be no stopping us. We're not going to stop it because, you know, we're going to say, listen, you either surrender or we're going to keep going. And that's what Israel's telling Hamas, and Hamas won't surrender.
Ray, thank you very much, brother.
You bet. Thank you, Tim.
My thanks to Ed, Steve, Abe, Brent Creeley, our producer. Who else was on today? Steve.
No. Chris, did you say Chris?
Chris. Yeah, Chris Woodward. And we thank you for listening. Have a great afternoon, and we'll be back here tomorrow for Trivia Friday.